Salam everyone. Today's date is October the 8th, 2005. Maitreya calling Alex. Room is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer of your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously. Religious groups section. Salam to everyone and welcome.
Salam everyone, welcome to our room. I'm sure most of you or all of you have noticed that the name of the room has changed from conversation to calling the elects. Indeed, this last feast, as we explained last week, a great realization dawned on all of us that the mission now in the process of manifesting itself, explanation and conversation is over. Although I will continue that part of the mission by coming to this room, and the member will have our other rooms open, but the focus will be toward the call of the elects. As we explained many times, there are three categories of elects. The supporters, which we need a lot of them in every category that you might imagine. The teachers, who will go to different parts of the world and try to explain the mission and the teaching to those who will be interested in any part of the world, and the leaders, those who can inspire others and find the supporters and teachers and bring it to the mission so we can continue to spread this message to humanity. The more of these kind of supporters we will have, the more extended my body will become, and we can reach every corner on earth and explain to humanity that they are worshipping one God, and none of them are left out. And every nation, every culture, every village, every man, woman, and child has been receiving and has received the revelation of God, but each of them and all of them have a part of this truth. And now this truth revealed to them that indeed they are a part of a greater reality, a greater truth of God, a truth that God made it very clear through his prophets and his revelation that will not be revealed until the end time. It will stay a mystery until the time of the seventh angel and opening of the seventh seal, the opening of the book sealed with the seventh seal. And when that happens, it is the end time. Indeed, the 12,000 years of Kali Yogi has been reached, and now we are at the brink of the golden age to manifest. So the revelation came, we wrote it down, put it on the website, we explained it for last 23 or some years, and now we have reached the point, it is time to manifest. It is time for those who want to support the mission in every level they could, and the reward, of course, is with God, and God will reward them greatly for what they will do for the mission. Those who understand the teaching greatly and are willing to go different parts of the world and be sent every places that people are willing to listen, they will be the teachers, and of course we need to support them to send them different places. And those who are leaders who can inspire other people to come and to become teachers and leaders and supporters, they are the ones called the leaders in the mission, and eventually 12 of them will become the director body of the mission, which continue this revelation and teaching to the future until we create the communities of light all over the earth, and the true hierarchy will come from those communities. We are just facilitating this final manifestation of the mission, which is from people, by people, for people, and it is a great shift of the power from politicians and leaders to people. Indeed, they will choose the true leaders. The East indeed had the correct idea that the anointed one, he who has been chosen by God, should become the leader in his community, but they didn't know how to choose the correct one, and they went with the appearances, or those who were pushy eventually took over, and they were not the chosen one from God. But any time they choose a person who was chosen one, they manifested great manifestations on earth. West knows how to choose the leaders, but they're not striving to choose the elected, to choose the anointed one, and therefore they choose leaders also that they might not have been the anointed one. Again, in this revelation, we have unified the two spheres of earth. Therefore, we have implemented what is good in the West and what is good in the East, and again created a system which is from God, and His blessing is with it. Therefore, with our system, we will continue until the hierarchy come from the people, and eventually the person who will choose and to become head of it will be blessed by God and will be the anointed one to be on earth, to be a benevolent leader who brings beauty and unity and sharing, and therefore humanity will have more time to meditate, to understand themselves, to share with each other, and create the kingdom of God on earth. There will be peace, all the sword will be put away, the destructive tendencies of wars and war machines no longer would be needed, and all the resources, mind, and all the things that we are using to create better war machine, better way to kill each other, better way to destroy one another, the better way to dominate each other for human progress, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and therefore human and earth will accelerate its progress in the greatest degree, and even can reach to a space and bring more resources to those who need them. And therefore, after a while, we will realize we do not need, or we are not bound with the limited resources on earth, but there will be unlimited resources that we can use, but we have to learn a lesson that resources improve our lifestyle, improve our financial situation, have to be used so we can meditate in a greater degree to know ourselves, to return to God, not to use it for sensual desires and ungodly actions. And that has been the lesson of the history to humanity. Whenever people become prosperous, they forget God and they say we are God ourselves, and they fall into the sensual gratification, and history has shown that the destruction will come to them. It is not what is happening now. It happened in the past to all the cultures like Romans, Grecian, Persians, and many other people that history has clearly shown. In the beginning, they truly believed in God, and they were godly, and they had a strong family bond, and then later on they failed, and therefore they are destroyed. This is the law. In the coming generation of the kingdom, that has to be understood. With those who become prosperous, they will remember God even when they become prosperous. Of course, that is a very hard thing to do. As Christ said, it is easier for a camel to go to the eye of the needle than a rich man to believe in God. That is the lesson has to be learned. Those who are rich and prosperous and still remember God, they are greatest in the eye of God. As we said, those who are poor, of course, they always say, God help me, if you did that for me, I'll be okay. But they think about God all the time, but it is kind of a selfish reason because they need God to help them. But if you are prosperous and you really don't need, in a sense of human, to go to God, but still you say, no, God, I remember you, thank you, I remember your blessing. And as we said, thanksgiving is the first law, no matter where you are. And we can see with this teaching, it is teaching humanity not to make the same mistakes they made in the past and the history, but remember God always and come to recognize that He is in control. No matter how prosperous and powerful we are, He is more powerful. Still, He can twist us and make us realize our ways is not the way that this creation has been set up. And who goes against the setup of creation is going to break itself against it. Because you cannot break the laws of the universe. Laws of the universe are written in stone. And those who go against the highest level of those laws, sooner or later will be broken. It's not God who really punished them, but God said, this is the way. It's just like a setup in a school, and a school tell the children, you have to follow set of the rule. And if they break the rule, of course, they will be punished, not because the school is cruel and wants to punish every child in a school, but they have broken the rule. Therefore, if we understand this truth, we understand God is compassionate and loving, and He sends His prophets to warn people. And of course, in this revelation, which is the last revelation of God, as He promised to send, He has revealed everything. He has not kept any part or any question unanswered. And all the questions from the most mundane to the greatest is being given. It is in our website. And thanks God for Google, that now you can go to our website and search it and find what the answer was. And of course, all thanks go to God. Even this internet, the Google, the Microsoft, the whole thing that helps give so much power that we can reach to every corner on earth is given, is blessed by God. As He said, the knowledge will increase at the end time. And we see it has. 50 years ago, people were powerless. The only thing they could do is send a telegraph or later on call one another. Now you send an email, a couple of seconds later they have it and everybody can communicate. We can come here and give this message to humanity and everybody can hear it. These are all God doing. It is not something any human again can take the credit for it. God said everybody will hear him and see him. Of course, a lot of people believe he's going to come from the sky and everybody can see him and hear him. In that sense, not everybody can see him or hear him, because if he is in the north side of Earth and in the top of the United States, people in Asia cannot see him and hear him. But with the internet, everybody can hear this voice and see the picture, and therefore that prophecy is more possible through this media than through coming from the sky in one part of Earth. So God's make it so clear this time that there is no mistake can be made that this revelation is from God. And all the prophecies has been fulfilled and this revelation makes sense. It is simple. It is right to the point. It brings the kingdom on earth. And therefore now it is for those who have been hearing this for last 23 years or more, and those who are out there and hearing it now are called to go to the website, study our teaching, realize and recognize that this is their salvation, and therefore find their place. Of course, I know the universe is behind us. All angels are behind this revelation, and God is behind it. Therefore, this revelation have the support of heaven. Now it should have the support of earth as well. Therefore, heaven and the earth will become one in sync and synchronize themselves to work together to manifest God's will. Now is the time for you to look at yourself squarely. Say, where do I really, really fall? I really don't know the teaching. I don't want to know the teaching. I have a hard time for me to know all these teachings. And I tried. I don't want to really study, but I'm going to listen to everybody else who are teachers to learn more about it. But I can help. I can help physically, mentally, and any way I can before you become a supporter. You say, oh no, I know the teaching very well, but I really am not a person that can lead or really become a leader. I am a teacher. I can teach this teaching, and I will make my life in such a way that I will be available for the mission to be assigned and sent to different contacts that we have all over the world and help those contacts to establish the mission in a greater degree and even find a center wherever they go, and eventually they can manifest great things for the mission. Or you say, I know the teaching, I'm very good with people, people like me, and I like people, I can work with them, and usually, no matter where I am sent, end up to be the leader, and everybody start accepting that I lead them to where my chair wants me to lead them. Therefore, you are a leader. You come forward and say, okay, I can do this, and we can work together and create a system that eventually the great leaders will emerge, and we can use the support of our supporter and the teachers to manifest these teachings. That is why the room now is called Maitreya, Calling Elects. The conversation is finished. We will be here. We answer questions, of course, but now the concentration is for all of us to see, is it really from God? Is teaching and revelation is being sent by God or not? Okay, it opens the seventh seal, it opens the book sealed with the seventh seal, it reveals the word of God, is based on the word of God, he fulfills all the prophecies ever anybody imagined will be coming, and he is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and Sayyid, and whatever he says makes sense. What am I waiting for? What am I standing up for? This is what is going to happen and bring the kingdom. That is the will of God, and therefore I have no choice but to accept this truth and know there is no other on earth like this, And therefore, I am blessed that God has revealed this to me, and therefore I have to channel my blessing which I receive toward what God has already ordained. So this is a call to elect, to examine themselves, to greatly meditate on this teaching and revelation, and come on board. This mission is the mission which calls everybody to action. It will happen. I have no doubt about that, and therefore I'm not anxious if people come, go, not come, help, not help. I will love them anyway, and I leave them to God. But those who will help, those who will support the mission, they are greatly blessed, and we appreciate their help, but we give thanks to God that He sent them to us, and their blessing, of course, will come from God hundredfold. And those who, of course, come here, know the teaching, and they still do nothing about it, we have to leave them to God. Maybe eventually they reach a point, they say, yes, indeed, I will dedicate myself to this revelation that I know is from God. So my work is easy. The message has been given. The call has gone out. Humanity needs this revelation. Humanity needs to recognize what God has been doing. All the great religion have been told there is going to be a revelation at the end time. All religions have been prophesizing for thousands of years of coming of these teachings, and now it's here. Therefore, now we have to stand up and see indeed it is what it is prophesied to come, and therefore our dedication and love for God should be kindled, and we forgot about our own little egos and wants and desires, but let God come through and be humble and submissive and surrender to His will for us. And His will is clearly manifested in this mission to create the communities of light. Come together, understand what God has been doing. God has been revealing these teachings one at a time. Now they all have been put together as one last revelation that unifies all the religion, no matter what they are, together and shows their unity. If we see that all the religions are unified, that by itself is a miracle. And that's why the miracle of this mission is the message. It is impossible for a lot of people to believe that the religions of the world can be unified, but it is done. Those who have seen the vision, they are amazed how it has been done and how simple it is. But it is done. It is finished. No religion is separated from any other religion, and each of them have a part in this revelation. Therefore, it is a miracle that it's done, and no one can do it but God, because He knew from the very beginning that they are all related and they are talking about the same thing as God has been sending to humanity for all this time. So the whole revelation, the whole teachings, the whole idea points to one center. And that center is the unification center, the nucleus that all will evolve around it, and their unity will be assured. And that center, of course, is this revelation, this mission. And if we can make humanity to see this clearly, we can unify them and bring all of them to this realization that God truly exists. Those who do not believe God exists, and they have their own idea, and they teach anything which is not the eternal divine path, they don't truly believe in God. But this teaching clearly shows God exists, He is in control, and He will manifest His will. This is His will, and those who resist it will punish themselves against the will of God. It is not that God wants to punish them. God never wanted to punish anybody. If everybody come tomorrow and say, yes, eternal divine path makes sense, and let's come together and create the communities of light and accept this teaching as our religion and forget about our dogmas and dead religions, we are going to have the kingdom of heaven on earth. But they're not coming. They're not listening. What God has to do? He has to make them to listen. He doesn't want to make you to listen. He wants to do it lovingly. He wants to tell you, that is my will. That's where we are going. But if you resist it, then you are resisting where the universe is going. Of course, you are going against the will. And the will be accomplished. And nobody can stand in front of it. He created the galaxies. He created the black holes. He created this universe to this point that so he can manifest his purpose and reason this creation has been created. Any system, any government, any people can be more powerful than that? Can't. It's impossible for anybody. And anybody think that, they're just in ego trip. They can't stand in front of God. The sooner humanity understands it, the sooner they will humble themselves and come and join this revelation, which will bring the kingdom of God on earth and bring God and His way to humanity and accelerate their progress toward pure consciousness or return to Godhead and destruction of the darkness that has been on creation from the very beginning. This is the will. This is the way. That is where we have to go. And the sooner we create an environment that we can accelerate this process, the better it will be for everyone. The more we resist it and sit back and stand back and will not join and do what is necessary to be done, it will drag on and more suffering will come to man. So God has given His will to you, to humanity. It is done. It is finished. That's where God says we're going to go. Now, if you resist it, do not complain later, say, why I am not blessed and I do not feel the grace of God any longer. Because the grace of God comes by doing His will. And His will is good for everyone. It's been created to benefit every part of the universe. For Him, there is no separation. For God, there is not such a thing of this country or that country and this nation or that race or this gender. They're all being created in that point for a reason, and God is guiding all of them to return home to God. Therefore, if we understand this and we understand soon we can bring the peace on earth. If we don't, the strife and destruction will come. And this is a great responsibility on your shoulders, because now you know the will of God. Now you are going to keep it to yourself. It's just like the manna that Israelites kept them to themselves, and the next day all was spoiled and there was no grace there, and the new manna was drawn away from them, and they stay hungry and thirsty and in not a very good place. Therefore, this is the call to elect now in a very sharp, direct way. And now the call is very direct. This is the will of God. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to get on with it and become one with it and be a part of it? Or are you going to just vacillate and stay to the side and still not jump into the bandwagon that will go with you or without you? It's very simple, right, direct, to the point, and that is the call. And that's why this room is now called Calling the Elects. Look at this revelation. Look at the prophecies. Look at the words. Look at the promise God gave to all the prophets and Daniel, that at the end time only I will reveal the visions that I gave you. Nobody could see it. Nor could they understand it until this time. If you prove it to me that it is not so, I would be the first person who will drop this like a hot lead. But no matter how I look at it, how I test it, period of last 20 years is proven again and again that this revelation is that promise. Why anybody wants anything else? Why anybody could still say God doesn't exist? He promised, He fulfilled, and now He fulfilling this. And our teaching is based on science, on psychology, everything that makes sense and is intelligent. It's not believing a couple of dogmas and you're going to be saved. You die and suddenly you say, I was a Muslim, a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Jew. I died, I'm going to go to heaven. God says, no, you didn't have the whole truth. Go back. Go back, and there is another truth which covers all of you. That is the last revelation. So all those who have all those religions, and any religion on earth, are done the illusion and the delusion that they're going to go to heaven, and it's going to be a beautiful place with the rivers running and a beautiful companion, or it's going to be a place that you're going to see your family, or any other things that is physical. It is not the ultimate. God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It's consciousness and three creative forces. It is pure consciousness. They die and they do not go where they thought they will. They will be sent back to eventually realize the truth of God, which now is revealed to humanity in this teaching. Therefore, meditate, discern your being. Who am I? Now I'm called by this mission, by Maitreya, to come forward. Where do I fall? Do I really fall in the category of a leader? Do I fall as a teacher? Or do I fall in the category of supporter? Because the category of supporters is amazingly vast. We need computer people, we need lawyers, we need teachers, we need doctors, we need floor sweepers, we need handymen, we need constructor workers. We need the people financially help in any way they can. So anything you can do to help will fall in the support group. And there are, of course, people, they love the mission, they come in, they just get it. They just, it's amazing. In a couple of weeks, they know more than some people who have been in the mission for years. Some people, they never get it. They just love the mission because it feels good and the energy good. They understand the beauty of it in a sense of unification of our religion. But when you get to nitty-gritty of it, they are going to have a hard time. Great. It's okay. Don't worry about it. As far as you love the mission and you understand the base of it, which is unification and the eternal only one path, you can be yourself and help in any way you can. Other people, they come and everybody loves them. Not only they understand the teaching, they can create a great rapport with other people. At the same time, all of these categories are humble. They don't think they are Messiah themselves. They don't think, because I'm from this nation or that category or here, I shouldn't be getting myself involved with this. Or I'm superior to other people. Other things are in your way. If you see this vision is from God, then you see you cannot be Messiah. There's only one, and it usually prophesies for thousands of years before it comes. And when it comes, it's God makes it very clear who He is. Therefore, give up all those ego things that separate you from mission and make you not completely surrender and submit to the will of God. The ego will separate you from what you have been called to manifest. That doesn't mean you're not great. Of course you are. You are an elect, you have been chosen by God, you have been meditating and progressing. That's why maybe you think you are a Messiah or better than other people, because you understand the teaching and God in a greater degree, or you have had an experience with God and you think you have it and you are the one. Believe me, if God hasn't chosen me, I'll give you the job and will be some were doing a little thing in life and probably either become a supporter or the teacher or any position God would have put me to be. But God put me in this position. And I learned from my experience, when God chooses you, you have no choice. That's what I said. If you have a choice, you are not an elect. And therefore, I'm not anxious if you come and join or not. Because if you have a choice, I'm wasting my time. But if you see the vision and you see this from God and say, I don't have any choice. This is it. This is the call of God. It is the last revelation, opening of the seventh seal, unification of all religion, coming of the kingdom. What choice do I have? As I said many times, I said, well, when it gets very hard, what other choice do I have to drop this for? After examining and testing and meditating, there is no other choice. You have to go all the way. Probably that's how Christ felt. There is no other choice because he was chosen to go all the way, and he did. And that's how the elect should be. They have to recognize and realize there is no other choice. Think about it. Meditate on it. What other choice do you have? You're going to go back and become a regular person living a sensual life and destroying yourself and your future lives? Do you know what's going to happen to you if you fall? Or go back and ignore this revelation and become what you used to be in one religion, when you know your religion is just a part of a greater truth? You can't. As is, I can't. There is a question. Linda is asking, what will happen to me if I didn't believe him? I will go to hell. Well, hell, according to our teaching, is a state of mind. It is where people are in it or out of it here and now. It is not somewhere that you die and you go to it, but it is at this moment. Therefore, those who do not see this vision clearly and they realize God is sent all the religions, they will become narrow. They will not expand their consciousness to include all the religions of the world and revelation of God. And therefore, they will suffer because they are not following the eternal divine path. First of all, they do not meditate, therefore they do not know themselves. They do not awaken their spiritual forces. And that is hell, of course. So we can see that those who do not meditate and awaken their spiritual forces, they will not know themselves. That is hell. Then they live in an environment which is not communist of light. There is a separation and not unity and sharing. That is a hell. They do not sacrifice. They become self-centered and selfish. That is a hell. They will not follow the will of God. And they do not know what the will of God is. Therefore, they become confused and lost. That is a hell. And then they do not expand their consciousness to recognize God is everything, and therefore there is no separation between any parts of the universe than other parts, and they become narrow, and that is hell. So we can see it is not that if you don't believe in him or not, if you understand his teachings and understand how it takes you to heaven by following the eternal divine path. When you follow eternal divine path, you close your eyes. You let the energy go within. And therefore, as Christ said, you worship God in a spirit. You no longer need churches, mosques, synagogues, temples, because your temple is with you all the time. You meditate and you worship God in a spirit. And that is the best way of worshiping. Not only that, you also become more familiar with your own self. You can test and examine the problems in your life, the things is happening to you, why things happening the way they are happening. It is meditation is a state of the dream that you are awake to see what is happening in the dream. In a deep meditation, you lose all consciousness and you reach nirvana. You reach pure consciousness. You reach oneness with God. There's no mind, no memory. And when you return, actually you become disappointed while you have returned. Because in that state is perfect peace. If you follow eternal divine path, then you want to create an environment that you can meditate more and awaken your spiritual forces more, and therefore you become closer to that goal. Therefore you work to create the communities of light. Therefore you share and find the like-minded people to do that. In that community, of course, you have to sacrifice. Who wants to sacrifice? Those who have grown physically, mentally, and spiritually, now they are able to give up themselves more than they receive. Most humanity don't have that quality. They always want to receive more than they give. Therefore, that shatters your ego, you become humble, you become a giver, and that is heaven. And now, in the next step, not only that, but you want to know the will of God. Of course, the will of God in general has been given to humanity through this revelation, which is the eternal divine path. Now, what is the will of God for me in this revelation and umbrella? And that's exactly what we are doing here. We are calling elect. Meditate. See what is the will of God for you. Are you here to support? Are you here to teach, or are you here to lead? If you are neither supporter, nor a teacher, nor a leader, you might be in the way. Lead, follow, or you are in the way, is that saying is? So, in that state, you will realize and recognize why you have been created and sent here to see this vision, and you see your place, whatever it is. It is really doesn't matter what state you are. Even if God has created only you answer the phone, great. That is fantastic. That is the will of God for you, and you accept it, and you enjoy it, and everybody enjoy you because you are humble and you accept the will of God. You have created to become an elect and one of the 12 people in the board of directors which know this teaching, understand this teaching, they can spread it, they can reach, they can have a section of the world and reach to that section of the world. Same thing. You have accepted God's will. There is no ego trip should be in any of them. If there is the slightest ego present, then you haven't recognized the will of God for you. You accept the will of God for you, then you become a channel for His energy. Not my ego, but His will. Surrendering and submission is the greatest spiritual realization. But you need the first four before you get there. If you do not close your eyes, if you do not meditate, if you do not try to create a community of light, if you're not sacrificing, you're not following the will of God. In general, therefore, it's impossible for you to know what the will of God is for you. Because you have first to accept the eternal divine path of overall will of God, and then see where His will is for you in under this umbrella. When you know who you are and why you have been created, when you join the communities of light or create the community of light, when you sacrifice for it and you surrender and submit to it, and the next step is shatter all knowledge of the mind and separation between any part of the universe and any other parts. All these steps, each of them is heaven. each of them will bring you closer to God, and therefore you are in heaven. To become an elect, you become a paravipra. That is the people that they go to God, to heaven, to pure consciousness. So it's not that you believe in me or not, you will go to hell or heaven. It is if you understand the teaching and follow it. God never said, if you just believe in something, you're going to go to heaven. That is dogma. Even Christ said, whoever does the will of the Father will be saved. Yes, if you believe in Him, it doesn't mean you don't believe in Him. Actually, Messiah or the chosen one or major manifestation is the Spirit of God manifested in the form. Some people say God has form. You should believe in Krishna, which is the form of God. So was Shiva. So was Moses. So was Abraham. So was Muhammad. So was Christ. So was Bob. They were all physical manifestation of God. Therefore, God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, but He needs a body to manifest itself on earth. It's impossible for a lot of people recognize God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Therefore, it manifests itself into a body that comes as the prophesied one. Therefore, in our teaching, we have both. We have the transcendental God, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, and we have the manifested God, which is the Messiah or Krishna for the Krishna consciousness. A lot of Krishna consciousness come to our room and say, God cannot be transcendental or formless, nameless, invisible, and eternal. He is Krishna. But it wasn't only Krishna. So was Shiva and all those people we just said, Muhammad, Bob. If they recognize that, they just don't come and say He was only Krishna. It wasn't. God said, 7 revelation will come, and Krishna and Buddha and Shiva and all those from far east, they all fall in the first seal. But so was Abraham and Moses in second seal, and Christ in third seal, and Muhammad in fourth seal, and Bob in fifth seal, Baba in sixth seal. They're all the manifestation of God on earth. So we have a form, and of course it's formless and nameless and invisible. We don't have to disregard the prophet or the messenger. As I recently said, I glorify God, and God glorifies the Son, or the Messiah, or the Prophet. Therefore, if you glorify both of them, you will be glorified. They're both a necessary component of God's plan. So you can see, it is not that you just believe in me and you're going to go to heaven. No, you have to meditate. Having your spiritual forces, create comments of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to the will of God for you, become a universalist. And of course, you cannot do all those things if you don't believe in me. If you don't believe I am who I claim to be, the rest of the teaching and everything is out of window. There's nothing there for you. Therefore, that's true. You have to believe on me and God and His revelation. That is from God. But that is the beginning. Then you have to follow it in only one path, understand who you are, then you become an elect, then you are going to be heaven. If you are not doing any of these, you are already in hell because you are not following the God's will, and therefore this is the call for all humanity, get out of the hell and come to heaven. The call is true. The revelation is perfect. The prophecies are fulfilled. The call has gone out, and invitation has been sent to come to the marriage. Therefore, come properly. Come by following the eternal divine path. Get rid of your egos. Recognize no matter how realized you are, no matter how high you are, you have to eventually submit yourself to the will of God. No matter how great people are, they never can be greater and more powerful than God, and God has complete control to direct His universe toward the fulfillment of His will. If you understand all these things, if you really become serious, we will become sincere, we meditate, and if you are in a length, a step forward. I leave all of you to God, meditate on these words, listen to them, it will be run in our other rooms, and become sincere. This is now the time to call the elect to step forward and come and join and do the mission. And those who are chosen and claim to be teachers or leaders, they have to manifest their claim. They have to teach. They have to lead. They have to be in contact with me so we can work together. Those who are the supporter, they also have to step up and start supporting the mission in a greater degree. I leave you all to God. Be good, be with God, become an elect. Shalom, everybody.